بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered on June 23, 2015 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution. We have announced that by a certain deadline, we should have 20,000 megawatts of nuclear power. This is the country's need. We mentioned certain things as the main guidelines. These are the most important ones. Of course, there are other things as well. One is that they insist on long-term limits and restrictions. We said that we do not agree with 10-12-year limits. 10 years is a lifetime. All that we have achieved took place during 10 years. Of course, the nuclear history of the country is longer than this, and sometimes this is pointed out by some people. However, in the first years, nothing was really done. The main and fundamental task was carried out during the past 10-15 years. Therefore, we do not agree with the 10-year limit. We have announced to the negotiating team for how long we agree with the limits. But we have also said to them that we do not agree with the 10-12-year limit and other time spans that they speak about. Even during this restriction period that we would accept, research, development, and production should continue. This is one of the red lines on which the honorable officials have placed great emphasis. They said that they are not willing to stop our research and development work. They are right. Even during these restriction years, research and development should continue. But they say a different thing. They say that we should not do anything for 10-12 years and that we can engage in production and development after that. This is bullying and an exceedingly wrong statement.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Another important point is this. I would like to stress that economic, financial, and banking sanctions, whether those imposed by the United Nations Security Council, those imposed by the U.S. Congress, or those imposed by the U.S. administration, should immediately be lifted at the time of signing the agreement, and any remaining sanctions at reasonable intervals. Of course, the Americans have presented a very complex, multi-layered, and bizarre formula. It is not at all clear where this formula ends up and what its results will be. As I said, I speak in a straightforward manner. I do not know diplomatic expressions very well.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been You've done.
guide me.